What's up, everybody out there in the world building model cars? I have an announcement. This episode is brought to you by Dedicated Magazine. So you know, right now at this very moment, go on your phone, go on Instagram, and look up Dedicated Magazine. They are having a Lowrider of the Year Radical Build-Off. This build-off is starting off September 1st, and it's going all the way to December 1st. All right. So make sure you guys go in there. If you have any questions, hit up Willie or David at Dedicated Magazine. But make sure you guys get your model cars, start thinking about what you're going to do. Hit the guys up ASAP. Let them know, you know, that you want to participate in this and, have the opportunity to be selected to be Lowrider of the Year for the Radical Build-Off. All right, guys, stay tuned. And we're back with another episode of Scale Riders Podcast. This is number 87, featuring Spanx, a member of Finest Creation Model Car Club here in Southern California, Los Angeles to be exact. Let's go ahead and give Spanx a call, see what he's been up to lately, what he's been working on. Because if you guys don't follow him on Instagram, make sure you check him out. It's at El Spanx. Man, what can I say? This guy does it all, from interiors, engraving, paint jobs, the belly, everything, full show car. So let's just go ahead and call him. All right, guys. Hope you enjoy. Spanx.
Hey, what's up, Edgar?
Hey, what's up, dude? How you doing?
All right, all right. And you?
Pretty good. Just right here, just chilling. What you been up to?
Man, was busy, you know, busy. But like the last couple weeks, it's been model cars, just trying to get stuff done.
Yeah, I noticed you're doing like a giveaway as well for the upcoming show.
Oh yeah, I got a couple cars I painted for a raffle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just getting that ready. Like I said, I've been busy, you know, life stuff.
Yeah.
And the show came up and sort of started rushing, trying to build stuff. So I just started seeing what I got, see what I could get, see what I could do, and pulled out some cars and that the homies brought, and fuck it, let's paint them, you know, and raffle them off, something, you know, just something, get things done.
Yeah, it's crazy how like time is just flying by. It's just like creeping up. It's like getting there.
It does. It really does. It creeps up real quick, eh?
Yeah. So this is gonna be the Cadillac Fest number 9.
Yes. Yeah.
Dang, dude, that's dope, dude. I was remembering the other day from the number 7. That's where I met you at that one in person.
Yeah, that's where I met most of the people there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was I didn't really know too many people when I went that day. But I remember I was already like following you on Instagram at that time. Mm-hmm. So I just remember that I was like, I seen you like setting up like your cars around, you know, on the tables. And yeah. Then you also had that display, that diorama, the building too.
Yeah.
So I saw you like, you know, messing with it. And I figured, oh, this has to be him. I don't think it would just be a random person like walking up, grabbing the models. So I was just like, hey, what's up? And then we started talking, and it was cool, man. It was dope. I remember we because I didn't really know too many people there. So I was just like, I remember like we were kicking it, like sitting down for a while, just like chilling, checking everything out.
Yeah. I remember, I didn't know nobody either. It was more like, how you seen me? I would see someone putting out a car, getting a car ready, and then I'd be like, okay, that's what's his name's car. So I just walk up to him like, hey, you're whoever, right? And that's how I met most people. A lot of people that I met, they were just walking up to me when I was messing with my cars. They walk up to me like, hey, you're Spanx. Oh, hey, good to meet you and all that. And so That was cool. You know, met a lot of people there.
Yeah, that was a fun show. It was just a trip to see like all the cars that were there. And
wasn't it?
Yeah, like you had to spend a lot of time like looking at all the cars, especially that table that had all the people competing too.
Yeah, right.
There was a lot of heat right there. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I remember getting there early, and Armando and the guy and the down to scale guys were setting up. Jevies was there too, and so everybody's. I already seen how they had a few buildings out. And they were pulling out their cars already, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and yeah, next thing you know, man, you remember those tables were they were long. It was two rows of tables, and
yeah,
and they got filled up.
Yeah, they were super long. I remember like wanting to record some video footage of like the buildings and like the boulevard, but like there were so many people like looking at the cars that I was like, man, it's gonna be a mission trying to like walk through all those people. Right there, but
yeah,
I did
yeah.
see some people kind of doing it at times, like walking back and forth from one side to the other, just like recording.
It was hard though, huh? Like with so many people trying to get pictures and video, like you couldn't mm-hmm. get one pass of it, you know?
Yeah, it was pretty hard. I was like, dang. But and then at the end too, there was like on the end of the table, there was a. Jarvis Malone had like a bunch of model cars.
Yeah.
También David Champion.
Yeah.
That was like posted up right there. And then there was also David DeBaca brought the cars, the Teen Angel, his model cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those were right there too. I don't know. It was cool. There was like a lot going on right there.
Yeah. I think to me that was probably one of the best, you know, shows. Low riders anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the table, I just remember the table so colorful, you know, like all the colors.
Yeah,
look cool.
Nah, heck yeah. And that was for me, that was like one of my first like model shows, like a I would say like kind of like a real model show, because anything mm-hmm. else I had seen in the past is like mixed stuff, but I would say that's kind of like the first one. So when I saw this stuff, I was blown away, like damn, this is like on a crazy level right here.
Yeah, it was cool seeing the Whittier Boulevard sign and all the little buildings and all the cars. That was cool, eh?
Yeah, I think before that that show, I think I was already following you on Instagram for maybe 2 years, I want to say, like before. Cause
yeah, you were one of the first guys I was kind of following too when I started building.
Yeah, because I was like, checking out your stuff, and I remember there was a time that I was like, I was working on models, and then I felt like I hit a point where I kind of like burned myself out, or I couldn't progress more than that, so I kind of just stopped, and then I got busy with other stuff. But mm-hmm. every time like I would come back and sign on to my account to see, like after months, just to see like what was going on with the model scene, I would always see your stuff, like you were just progressing, dude, like more and more and more. And I was like, damn, I was just thinking to myself, man, I should have never stopped. Like I could have been like following you, you know, like watching what you're doing to influence me, like to try it as well.
A lot of kids, you know, fucked up, you know what I mean? Just sitting there because of that. A lot of practice, you know,
yeah.
A lot of kids sitting under my house that are just touched, you know, that I never fucking finished.
Yeah, I remember you were messing with that stuff called Milliput.
Yeah.
And I remember you showed on one of the photos that like how you were using it, and I didn't even know what that was, like what that stuff really was. And it was one of those things that it made me curious, like, oh, like what is that? I want to try it, or where can I get it? Then I found it, and I tried it out, and I was like, holy crap. Like you could make all kinds of stuff with this too.
There's certain things you could do with that, you know, certain things you could do with that.
Mm-hmm. So I always kind of felt though that from following you from back then, even up to now, you've always been like someone who's like an influence to a lot of model builders. I feel like that they see your progression of what you're doing, and everybody wants to like try it. I see like people are like, oh damn, that looks dope, let me try that. Even like the displays, you know?
Yeah, that's from watching everybody else, though. You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys out there that are fucking bad, you know what I mean? Fucking, and that's where it's from, you know?
Because yeah.
I don't got that long, you know, I don't got that long. You know, there's guys out there that have been building forever, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I started building, it was like looking at what they were doing to model cars. Because I built, like, as a kid, you know what I mean? As a little kid, I built a couple kids, nothing serious, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when I seen what everybody was doing, you know, like Pancho with the fucking paint jobs, like fucking Pancho, you know that motherfucker? He's a monster, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah.
So it's a, it like, you know, seeing a bunch of guys paint, you know, Ruben Salgado.
Yeah.
Some of the guys from Dynasty, some of the guys from UGK, just a little bit of everybody, you know, like just. Fuck, you know, a lot of people get down, you know. Some guys are badass at engine building, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
put all the sick-ass detail, all the photo edge, like, there's some badass dudes out there, you know?
And yeah.
Just watching that, you know, you mm-hmm. kind of want to build, you know? Fuck, hey, practice.
Yeah, that, now that you mentioned Ruben Salgado, mm-hmm. I remember... Going back to Cadillac Fest, when he was setting up his car on that little turntable that was spinning,
yeah.
that glass turntable, and I didn't even know him at all or nothing, you know. And he was setting it up, and then with my friend, we started talking to him because I was like tripping out on that blue Chevy, that
Malibu. Car,
yeah, that Malibu. I was like, damn, that looks crazy, the paint job, and even all that detail that he added in the engine and everything.
And, yeah.
And I was just picking his brain, just like asking him stuff, and he was just telling me like, yeah, this and that. And then he had like some other cars that he was showing me too. So it was cool like meeting him right there for the first time too. And yeah. And like, I don't know, is he's on Instagram now, right?
Yeah, he just got on Instagram now.
That's cool. That's, yeah, because cool, you know, for a while he wasn't, like, I didn't see him on there, but I was always wondering, like, man, where's he at? Like, I don't really see him at shows either back then.
That's the thing. That's the only show I've ever seen him at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of figure, like, maybe he's just too busy, you know? He's just doing his thing, and he does, like, when he can go, he'll go. Yeah. But he's putting in the work, though, on those cars. I was like, dang.
Yeah, he is. That wagon he had was real nice.
Yeah. Yup. Yeah, and it's cool. But yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, you see, you know, these people killing it, and you're like, man, I want to be, like, on that level, you know?
You want to know how they paint or how they do that, and to me, it was just fucking do it, you know? Do it.
Yeah. What year or age were you doing the model cars when you started, like, when you were young?
Oh, man, dog, I was... I don't know, maybe like 10, 11, 12, somewhere yeah. around there.
And you were already doing like the low, like trying to do lowriders or not really? Just kind of.
Yeah,
like...
I was always into lowriders. Okay. Know? My dad's brother was always into that shit, you know, and just out here where I grew in East LA, it was, you know, you see them everywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was always influenced by lowriding, you know?
That's tight. And then did you take a break at all, like, you know, for like a long time and then come back into it?
Yeah, it was just like a little kid building, you know. I probably built like 3-4 model cars, and that was it, you know. It was just fucking around, and that was it. I stopped, you know. And then I started back up again recently.
Yeah, what was it that like made you start up, that grabbed you, that or that you did you see something that you were like, whoa, what the hell?
Like, shit, dog! I just started spending more time at home.
Yeah,
that was all it was. I was spending more time at home, mm-hmm. and I forgot where the fuck I was at, and I seen a model car kit, and I was like, oh shit! I remember building a couple of these, you know, and I got one, and I just started building it, and then. Instagram started, you know, and I got into Instagram and yeah, I just started following some other, you know, guys, and
yeah.
I got more into it.
Mm-hmm. It just, like, it's crazy because during that time, like, there wasn't that many people on Instagram, huh? It was just like,
nah.
It was like really small, and then within time, it just like started to grow, and now it's like huge.
Yeah. See, cause for me, I remember when I got an Instagram, I was following all the just regular to me were builders, you know, builders. That's what I thought that they were, the builders. And then when I went to my first show, it was Down to Scales, MCBAs, guys that I never seen them on Instagram before, you know.
Yeah.
So that tripped me out. Like, okay. And then next thing you know, I started following them, and those were the guys I've been building longer than the guys I was playing on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that was crazy. That was crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's
pretty cool. Like, yeah, it's like you started seeing people, and then when you started going to the shows and now seeing more and more people, like it probably made you just be more active.
Like, well, yeah. See, I remember my first show was 2016 at the Grand National Roadster show. And I remember it was me and Victor. I had that blue Monte Carlo, and on Instagram, I seen that there was a model show. I didn't know nothing about model shows. And I walked in there, I lost and shit with a shoebox. But I remember walking in there that was my first show, seeing some nice cars, you know, the Down to Scales, the MCBAs. That's who I seen there. That was my first show. That was the first guy that I seen there, you know. Met and talked to a couple of them. And, that just got me more into it, you know, watching what they were doing, you know what I mean? Like I said, some of these guys get super down, you know?
Yeah, no, that's tight. I still remember that one time when we met up over at the Low Baller show, and I thought it was cool that Mafioso was out there. And
yeah, see, that was my first time meeting him.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that the other day, because I remember that I would follow you and him, and you know, just it, at that time, I don't even know if there was like direct messages, you know, it was just probably just comments and likes. That's all you could do. And but I remember, you know, just like communicating with them, interacting with him, even you. And then later when it was like that show at the Low Ballers thing, I remember like showing up and then seeing like his logo on the table.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, I think he might've told me that he was going to come through or not, but I was just like, oh, he's here. And then when I saw you guys like chopping it up, I was like, oh, that's dope. Like, after all these, like, all these years, you know, they finally like
following each other, for commenting on each other, you know, I mean, having conversations through Instagram, finally putting a face to it, you know.
Yeah I thought that was pretty dope right there, like just like meeting up and talking. I thought that was pretty tight, because I still have pictures from that time. I even have like a group photo with just us three that we took, but I thought that was pretty tight. That was a fun get together right there. That Low Ballers
meet. Yeah, it was. Met a lot of new guys there too.
Yeah, and then also I feel like that kind of it opened up more my eyes, or like the interest in like the import tuners and just like another genre of cars besides like lowriders.
No, yeah, it did. Cause it's funny you say that, because fuck, I didn't know they were doing all the, you know how they were cutting like the hood open, like they don't even got an engine compartment or nothing, they're building the firewall, the fucking the wheel wells, all that shit, radiator support. They gotta build that shit from scratch. And I was surprised at that, because you know the cars I fuck with, you know, Chevys, that's all I fuck with, you know, they come with most everything, you know this shit we gotta cut. But when I seen the work they were doing, I was amazed, you know? Shit.
Yeah, it's like they have to hunt down, like, resin parts for the engine. Yeah. Like, all these different things that I was like, dang. And then, yeah, like you said, like, scratch building the engine bay, everything. Because I did buy some of those kits, like those Aoshima kits. And and a lot of them, like, the hood's already glued. Like onto the body, like you can't even open up the hood because there's nothing in there. And
it's crazy.
Yeah, and you're like, damn, I'm paying like more money, and like there's not even that many parts in this thing. So what it's the like, fuck? Yeah, it's like you gotta add, like the box is all light, you know, and then it's like, yeah, you have to just make your stuff and put it in there. You end up spending more money, you know.
I know, that's the thing too. Eh? Those kids are like, when you want a nice Integra or whatever the fuck, they're pretty expensive kids, dog. And then with nothing, you gotta go buy the engine and the wheels and fuck.
Dude,
Yeah,
it's a trip how, like, back then you could just buy a model $10 or even now, like, $25, let's say, if you're paying it full price. And it's like, don't you miss those days where you could just rattle can it or just spray it, build it, have it done, like, quick, like, cool. Now it's like, it takes time and a lot of money.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Like, dude, I still remember when you would hit up Pegasus and you would, like, post a picture or about all this photo etch stuff that you were buying. And I was like, damn, how much you spend, you know?
I remember my first time going there. I still remember that shit. I went over there, and I was amazed, dog. I couldn't believe it, dog. I was just like, what the fuck, dog? And then I went to, like, to where, like, they have all the photo etch and all the aluminum parts, like, mm-hmm. behind the counter.
Yeah.
Dog, I was there for, like, fucking an hour, dog. I ended up spending, like, $160.
Yeah.
And then I got home, and I was like, fuck, I was still thinking of all the shit they had. And then my mm-hmm. lady's like, let's go out to dinner. And I was like, okay, but we'll go somewhere far, right? Like, I ended up going back to Vegas, dog, and spending like another $130 or $140, dog, and then having dinner come out there, you know. But yeah, I ended up spending $300 that day at Pegasus, dog,
What you needed, I can already imagine you, like, you know how you can slide those boards to see to see more parts that are in there.
Yes, dog. Like parts I didn't even know they made. You know, I was dog. I was like a fucking kid in a fucking toy store, dog. You know, with the new toys and shit. I was just fucking going psycho, buying shit I didn't even need. Just shit that, like, oh wow, this is cool. You know, oh man, I could probably use this later. You know.
Yeah.
It was cool, eh?
Yeah, I still remember, like, going there and buying some of their wheels and just being excited, like, oh, dang, they got the wheels. Now I could put these on my cars, and just getting, like a stack of, like, 10 or whatever, and then looking at the price and being like, damn, this is already, like, $100.
Right?
You know?
For real.
And then and you're like, man, I haven't even picked out a car yet. Or I haven't even, you know, and then they had the little pumps, the hydraulic pumps, and they had them in gold and the chrome, but they were like plastic. And then my friend was like, he's like, hey, look, it looks back there like they have some other ones. And then that's what led into all the aluminum parts, everything that was like on the other side. And I was like, oh, damn, dude, like. Nah, like
the plastic ones back.
Yeah, like now I want to buy these, you know. Shit, and then
what do 10 of those gonna run you, right?
I know, it's like, dang. And then you start seeing all the photo etch stuff for the Impalas,
right? See
right there,
the electric bands, and just, oh man, dog, you crazy there.
Yeah, there's just a lot, like, to go, and it's one of those things, like, you. Like, I don't go there too often, but when I do go, it's like I try to go well prepared, because I feel like just might make the trip worth it, you know?
Yeah, you have to, because shit. Think about how long is the drive for you to go to Pegasus?
It's like about a couple hours or
you
so.
You see what I mean, dog? Like, you hear people, oh, I'm a little TJ, you know, I'm a little on vacation, like, nah, we're just going to a store, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit,
that's funny.
Okay, but it's worth it, though. It's worth it, though. Shit, they got everything, you know.
Nah, they do. And I wanted to ask you about your car. One of the cars that you created, you named it El Enamorado. And this car, man. This is probably like like one of the radicals that just was like blowing my mind when I was like on Instagram and just seeing like the development stages. And I always like how you would display the car like unbuilt, like the pieces spread out, and then finally like it together. And the first time I saw it in person was at the Cadillac Fest 7, and then also at the Low Ballers meet and greet that you had it on display. Who or how did that name come up? How'd you name the car?
I love those fucking first generation Monte Carlos, you know what I mean? I don't know, it came at the end basically. You know, once I was putting it together, I had the hood sent off to Tim Lowry in Arizona. He was airbrushing it and he was telling me, what do you want to name it? He wanted to put the name of the car, he wanted to put letters on the hood, you know, and started thinking it was purple. I don't know. I love first generation Monte Carlos. The car was purple. I just felt el enamorado, morado. It's purple. Just I love those motherfuckers. Just nothing really too complicated, I guess. It's pretty simple. Just that purple, and I love them first generation Monte Carlos. I had one, you know.
That's
Yeah, he put a girl on it, and
You got down on that.
thanks. It took me a fucking year and a half to finish that shit. And it went through like three stages. It was green at first when I started it. And then I took it apart and then I started painting it again. I cut it, I chopped it up even more. I started painting it purple and the paint job fucked up on me, so I had to tear it back down and again start again painting that shit.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool though that you actually like if something goes, you start over, like you sand it down instead of just let's say tossing the body or starting on a new one. It's like you're like, you know what? I'm gonna give it a like a second go and bring it to life again.
Most of my cars are like that though. Like the ones that I fucking built, I've already touched them. It's my second time touching those that I finished with them. I don't know what it is. You know? Something I won't like something about. I'm telling you, like, there's cars that are not done painted. They're just not done because something happened or I didn't like something of it or and I just don't finish it.
And what was the inspiration for that Monte Carlo to do like it like for it to be a radical or like a show car?
Oh man, wheelies, that green one he has.
When you saw that, you were like, I
Yeah,
want
I
to
seen
do.
it. I went to the Grand National Roadster show, right? And that was my first show. And I thought they were gonna put me in the regular category with that blue Monte Carlo I have. But they put me in the radical, and I was like, what the fuck? I don't got nothing to cut open on it, you know what I mean? And then I seen Willie's there, and I was just like, damn, you know, just I was amazed, you know, I love again, I love first generation Monte Carlo. So when I seen how he what he did to that shit, I thought it was fucking bad, you know. And then I always thought it was cool, you know. And then that was it. You know, I was building a lot of Monte Carlos for a while, and yeah, that was it. I just. That was it. I just decided to build something real nice, you know, and just started cutting it up. And
Yeah, I remember when I had seen that car and I saw the paint job, I was just tripping out like, man, how do you do all those colors, the patterns? Because I didn't know how to do any of that. I didn't even know where to start. And I remember you posted a photo of like all your different house of color, like the purples or whatever you had used for that car. Like you had them like in the little like the 2 ounce or 4 ounce bottles, and you had them like displayed it, and that's when I was like, all right, it's like I was taking notes, you know, like house of color, like all right, cool, and I was just like, well, in my head, like where do I even buy that at, you know, or I didn't even had an airbrush yet, and then little by little, once my friend started to tell me about like Coast Airbrush and all that, and then I remember you were posting stuff too, like going to Coast. So I was like, oh, that's dope. And then I started seeing more people posting about Coast in reference to like the 101 scale cars. So I just started to think like, oh, that's probably like the to go to spot that most people go to get all their paint. Do you still remember your first time going there to Coast Airbrush?
Wow, that was like the Pegasus, but of paint, you know?
No, heck yeah,
Like
you could.
all the they got everything, all the flakes, all the pearls, I mean the pinstriping material, they got just everything, stencils, I mean anything to do with painting, they got it.
Yeah, that's like a spot for sure. You're gonna be in there for like more than an hour, a couple hours or so, just looking, and you're looking at the same stuff, like walking up the rows, but still it's like you know what you came to get, but then you want to get more stuff.
Always too many colors to not want to take, you know, pearls, other pearls, like they just got so many colors and just so many shit to take, you know, it's like you need to take money there.
Yeah, it's like, and then later you start getting into the ice pearls, those little bottle, the little canisters.
Man, those get expensive,
Yeah, dude, $25, and it's like,
for that little jar, like
it's like half an
And
ounce.
it's only half full, huh? Damn, but they're nice though, huh?
Yeah, no,
It's crazy though, right? Like from, because I remember painting. I remember I used to go to a fucking paint store here, like in Torrance, because they used to put any house of color paint in a can. So I was like, oh my god, house of color in a can. I was all, you know. But then, yeah, the Coast Airbrush came later, you know. I knew, I found out that they sold 2 ounces of paint. You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck? You know, like, because everybody else wants to sell you, like a paint store want to sell you a quart instead of pint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, big old thing.
So if you want to go buy like five, six colors, then you're gonna come out of pocket, you know?
Yeah, no,
So it was
definitely.
cool. Coast Airbrush sells you the small, like I said, 2 ounce bottles, 4 ounce bottles, 8 ounce bottles. So that was cool, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then I love their clear coat too. It's pretty cool. Like I was always using that the UC35 clear, and then it wasn't until I saw Airshot using the show clear that he posted on Instagram, and I was like, oh dang, I want to try that, the show clear, because I would see it like advertised, but I never like wanted to get it. I just felt like I don't know if it would work or what. But once I started seeing him using that, I was like, oh, dude, I want to try that. The show clear.
You see it, huh? A lot of more clear, huh?
It's really shiny, like really glossy, like on there. And I'm always like, damn, that's tight.
Think I remember spraying clear coat with a can, and I'll be like fucking pouring like two cans, and why the fuck doesn't it want a glass like that, you know? And then I find out these fuckers are using real car clear, you know, mixing it and shit. And I was like, fucking no wonder, you know?
Yeah, I never knew it was they were using automotive. I just always assumed like a rattle can.
That's what I thought. Like, fuck, how did they get it so glossy, dog? You know, like, so there I am with like fucking clear coating, clear coating, clear coating, and then it looks nice, but you know, when it dries, it starts getting, you know, that orange peel, you know?
Yeah.
And it starts dulling up. I don't know. You know, CAD don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, ¿Cómo le hacen? How do these guys do that shit? And then, yeah, I find out they use automotive clear, and I was like, no wonder. You know, I remember my first time using it with an airbrush. I was like, fuck, you know, no wonder.
And it's funny too, 'cause on the house of color, like the tech sheets, if you look at those like the papers, it'll tell you like for the clears, like don't you not recommended to use an airbrush. And I remember seeing that and being like, oh yeah, I can't, like I got to use a touch-up gun or like a bigger spray gun. But then I was like, nah, this has to work. And then it did, like nothing happened, like everything was cool. So that was like another thing right there. But yeah, I used for a time, when I was using the Tamiya rattle cans, I used that Tamiya clear, and nah, dude, that thing was so dull. It almost looked like I was using a flat clear, and it said it was glossy. Yeah, I was
the
like, dang. I was like, I could still touch and feel the lint or anything that like fell on it.
Maybe I gotta wet sand it and polish it.
Yeah, I was, and it was like really, it looked like a little thin film of clear
Yeah,
that.
so you burn through the
Yeah. Yeah, that always sucked when that happened, burning through it, and it's like, oh man, like I don't even know what I need to do next right here. Do I
Should I get
strip?
scared when I get scared when I see Ersha doing it with the fucking with the Dremel machine?
Yeah, when I see those videos, I can't do that. I get
I
yeah,
can't either, dog.
I'd get nervous.
Yeah, me too, dog. I tried it and I burned through. So I don't fuck with that. I'll do that shit by hand.
Yeah, just take your time. Has he ever told you, let me do your car, and you
Oh
watch
yeah,
him?
nah.
You're
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I'll do it by hand.
like, nah, that's funny.
It's crazy. It's scary.
Nah, heck yeah, it is. It just looks it does look pretty crazy. I remember a while back you had painted a small like a Hot Wheel size a Monte Carlo. How was it doing that? How was your experience painting like a small Hot Wheel? Was it difficult or was it pretty easy?
You know what? It was pretty. I thought it was gonna be difficult, and it actually wasn't. It was pretty easy, you know. I even the fingerprint on it. I did fingerprint pattern on it, and as small as it is, it didn't give me a hard time. You know that?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. You know. I'm sure if I start trying to get into like detailing, like giving it a better paint job, I'm sure it gets harder. You know. But I've only painted one. And nah, that didn't give me a hard time.
Yeah. I've started on some, but I never finished them. Like I only got to like laying down the silver paint flake, and then I cleared them, and then that's it. I just kind of just left the cars. Like I still want to work on them, but sometimes I don't even have time to even do that.
I know, yeah. There's cars I got like that too, just sitting there and just I got a problem. I got a problem,
Yeah.
you know.
No, yeah, they're just waiting. Yeah, I got some too that they're just like, it's like I like doing all this body work to them, and then once I feel like, all right, cool, like this is it, it's ready for paint or whatever, and then I put it away, and then I get another car and I start cutting that one up.
Getting them ready,
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, now I got like five cars, I'm getting ready.
Hey, dog. Yeah, same here, dog. But to me, like something fucks me up, or like I'll zone out on something, right? And I'm doing it, I cut it open, and then I hit a wall where like I need something on it. I ran out of that size styrene or fucking something that I ran out of or whatever, and I don't have it, and I ain't got time to go to the store. That's where I fuck up, and then so I get something else, I pull something else out, and I'll start touching that, and then so now I'm stuck on that, you know, and then so that what I was touching first just sits there and just sits there and just sits there. I got a couple cars like that happen, where then now they're just sitting there. You know, so now when I'm done with whatever the fuck I'm touching now, and I start looking for something to fuck with, then I'll probably touch one of those and pull that out and fuck with that. You know, kind of like Boulevard Madness. That motherfucker right there, he's fucking headache right there. You know,
Yeah,
and
that one's
I'll get frustrated with certain shit that I need to do to it, and I gotta stop. I gotta stop. You know, putting so much fucking work into something and not seeing fucking results. You know what I mean? Like spending so much time on a fucking seat, you know, or a fucking dash. I gotta take a break, and that's when you'll catch me pull something else out and build that shit real quick. You know, just to get that. I don't know, like I need to finish something, and that's what that is. So, and then I come back to it, you know?
Yeah, it's having like that satisfaction of like finishing a model car. or just something that you've been spending like so many hours on for months on it, and then yeah, like you don't see the results. Well, the results are they're coming out, but they're coming out really slow by parts.
Yes.
And
I was trying to figure out hinging the hood on that, and that shit took me forever to like figure out how to go about it, or like the trunk. I used magnets on the trunk, and just to like set them up so where like it works and it catches that little bounce when you let the trunk go. That shit was a headache, you know, headache, you know, fucking just
Dang.
thinking and thinking and
And that's the thing. I feel like you always try to, like every build you do, you're trying something new and different, but at the same time, like, you know, going back to like influencing, like people see that, like if they see you messing with magnets on the trunk. Or making it even that like that bounce to make it a little more not like people want to try that, you know? And then it makes people want to discover new things, like, oh, let me see what I could bring to the table too.
Yeah, see, that's the cool part, you know. I mean, you know, I like showing everything, like, you know, I show everything from scratch, you know. There's guys that won't show nothing, they'll just come with a new car and like, oh shit, what shit, you where you at, you know what I
Ah,
mean?
bam.
You know, but nah, I like showing. I like to show the work that's going into it. You know what I mean? I think that's what people will appreciate. You know, it's easy to look at a car and, oh man, that's real nice, you know, and then you start asking, how do you do this? But how do you do that? But how do you do this? But I like showing all that shit, you know?
Yeah, there's a clip. It's like an old clip, like a while back you had posted on your Instagram that I really like, is when you're showing the inside of a door panel, like the assembly. And you're holding your, I think it's from that 47 Chevy, that bomb, and then like you have everything's assembled, right? It looks nice, and then you just tilt your hand and everything falls apart. And then you're just like showing like this is how I put it back, and then you start putting everything back. And it was like crazy, like seeing that. I was like, oh, what the heck? Like you're doing magic right there. Boom. We're like, what?
Because a lot of people hit me up on the interiors. How do I go about my interiors? How do I fucking build them? And so that was that video showing how it's like piece by like a like Legos, be like Tetris, basically, you know, each part, shape it, and how it all goes together, you know, just showing it. Because some people grab ideas and they run with it, and then they do something cool with it. You know what I mean? So yeah, you know, I like showing how to. I like showing stuff, you know. I mean, it's not that hard, you know. A lot of people think it's hard, you know. I remember building El Enamorado. I thought it like the whole fucking molding, the whole firewall, and like you know. But when you think about it, it starts. Yeah, it starts kind of overwhelming you because all the work you need to do. But it's again, it's just plastic, you know.
Yeah, matte sanding, huh? To mold it.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, it's sanding. A lot of people, oh, well, how am I gonna do it? Well, it's not gonna come out the first time. You know, you're gonna have to clean it up, primer, clean it up, primer, you know? It's just
Yeah,
doing
the
it. Just
process.
doing it. Yeah, it's the process. It's the process, you know. It's not gonna come out perfect the first time. It's not. It's cleaning it up and shaping it and whatnot, you know, and yeah, it's just not being afraid of trying it, you know, doing it, you know, like painting, you know, like I don't know, I've just seen all these guys paint. I wanted to learn how to paint, you know, and just learned, you know, you learn the basics. Candies are transparent, so the more layers, the darker that color gets. So you run with it, you know. I mean, if you want to learn, you learn. That's the way I look at it, you know.
Yeah, I remember with my experience with candies the first time. I had already shot the base of the car, and I had done two cars. One of them was with the Orion Silver base, and then the other car was that Solar Gold base. And I had my candy like ready, and when I started spraying it, I started from the bottom and then I started going up the side of the car to the top. But when I was spraying it, I didn't even know that was like the first time using House of Cards, so I didn't really know like what PSI or what to do it on, you know? So, dude, it started like I started tiger striping this car like crazy, like the side, like my hands all shaking, and I'm like trying to hold my breath so my hand doesn't move, you know? And it's just I'm like doing like a zebra, you know? Like it's just crazy. And then I would look at it and I'd be like, oh man, it looks crazy. So then I would come back and hit it more and more, trying to cover up whatever. And it just started get those layers started getting darker and darker, like the striped layers. And that's when I went, oh man, I don't think there's no going back.
it.
Yeah, dude. I was like,
That's the thing
dang.
about candies, how you need to spray them evenly, huh? Because if you start, how you said, you start tiger striping that shit. Yeah, I remember the first time learning how to spray candy, that shit would happen. That should happen, eh? And of course, you learn, you know, like a little softer, whatever, evenly. You learn how to spray.
Yeah. The thing that's crazy is like when we're gonna like let's say you're gonna shoot let's say you were gonna do a candy job, right? On the side of the car. On a airbrush, the tip is shooting the paint like in a circle, you know? And for the 101 scale cards, it's more like a fan, like a flat fan. Like so that was always one of my things, like thinking like, man, I need to find an airbrush that shoots like a fan. So it gives like better coverage when I'm going up. And I could never like find like which airbrush until now. Like now I'm like seeing which Iwata one. I can't even think of the model number, but I know there's like an Iwata one that's like a trigger action one.
Yeah, that has that little tip, that little nozzle right to that
Yeah.
place, like a fan, you know?
Yeah, and like I was thinking like, man, that's probably one brush I would definitely like to try out. And maybe get to see just to see how that lays, you know?
Yeah, right.
Because when I was tiger striping that time, I could just see the little circle going back and forth, up and down, like zigzagging, just getting real dark. And I was like, dang, I'm sorry.
Hey, fucking candies,
And those are bodies too that I just like put away. Like I'm like, no one's gonna see these.
eh? They didn't even get to go in the bucket. Some of them at least got thrown in the bucket, huh? But some of them just like fuck it, throw that shit away, hide it
Yeah,
somewhere.
hide it. Keep all the parts. Where's the body? Oh, I don't know. I can't find it.
Yeah, I got a bunch of kits like that.
I remember you had posted a photo of a resin kit that you were saying something like that you'll never like don't dip it in the thing or whatever. What did you put it in?
Oh, dog, I put that shit in brake fluid, dog, in the purple power or whatever, right? Because I had painted it, and I'm gonna go como salió the paint, the patterns. I didn't like it, and I was like, let me, I'm gonna just strip it, you know, like any other model car. I'm gonna put that shit in the bucket, and I threw it in the bucket, and the next day when I pulled it out, it was like all melted and shit. I was like, what the fuck? And it hit me right away. It hit me right away. Wow, this shit was resin. Oh, I wasn't supposed to dip resin, you know. And everybody on Instagram was like, yeah, you learned your lesson. Now, yeah, you don't dip resin. Like, fuck, I learned, day I learned.
Yeah, did you ever get another one? Like another
Nah, you
Lincoln
know
or no?
what? Nah, I never got another Lincoln, dog. But I'm gonna have to get one soon. I've been wanting one. I've been wanting that and a fucking T-Bird, that Thunderbird.
What
know?
which what year of the
Like a
Thunderbird?
78.
Okay.
You know, 79, somewhere around there.
Yeah, you
But
should.
yeah, I mean, it's just resin. I don't know. You know how resins are real picky, you know? A
Yeah,
lot of
a lot
people.
of cleanup.
And then you can't even cut a fucking sunroof because, you know, the fucking resins are super thick, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some that are like super thick, and then some areas are thin,
Yeah.
and it's just like fragile.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know? I don't know. Something like that. I'm just to paint it, not even cut open and all that.
Whenever I sound like resin, if I start to like, it always gives off this like smell, And if I ever smell it, I feel like, oh crap, those are like the little particles that are coming out. But I feel like, damn, I'm probably already inhaling this thing, you know?
You put a fucking mask on, huh?
Or I remember Joe Alteredworks was saying that he recommended to, if you sand it, do it like underwater. Or just like, you know, like dunk it in, or like put water on it. So that way the water is absorbing the resin.
Yeah, that's right.
That way those little particles don't go out in the air, or you're like
breathing the water in. Will catch it. Yeah, the water will catch that.
And how'd you start doing your displays? Like the bottom, you know, like obviously you have your carp, but now the bottom pieces.
You remember that guy, como se llamaba, for an Instagram? He was one of the first guys I started following. He was a lowrider model cars or something on Instagram.
I can't even
remember. He paints cars now on Facebook.
Like real cars?
Yeah, or motorcycles or something. Mm-hmm. Paco or something.
Yeah.
That's he had built them. He was making them not as complicated, but he was making the displays, you know, and when I seen that, it reminded me of the old displays, you know, how they used to make them back in the 90s, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
With all the mirrors and like they used to do the same thing they did on the interior, you know, the whole display would be all tuck and roll and it looked nice, you know, and that's where that came from. I wanted it to make them look like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it'd be cool if all the model cars would have a display, you know, make it look like they're at a fucking show, you know?
Yeah, it's like if, let's say, if everybody was doing that at a model mm-hmm. show, it would almost look like a miniature, like, lowrider super show.
Yes, that's my thing. If everybody would do that thing, how nice a show would look like with everybody on displays, you know? Like, you mm-hmm. could even line them up nice to, you know what I mean? It would look cool, eh? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, yeah, when you look at the magazines or even footage of from those times, it's crazy. Like, everybody had their own take, their own displays mm-hmm. that match their car or their theme. And then some of them were, like, spinning on a turntable or just, like, it was, like, like this, like, rack that they built for it.
They put their time into the display. Now everybody's on carpets, you know?
Yeah.
It's a carpet. Everybody puts their cars on. I mean, everybody used to, you know what I mean? Their display was important, you know? They took their time on that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because, yeah, there would be, like, railings. There would be so much stuff. That it would just look amazing. Like, man, how'd they get the car up on that thing?
Right, yes, that you remember, that some of them displays were amazing. All that took in raw, and it just looked like the interior of the car, you know, back in the days.
Yeah. Now, and like you said, now it's probably takes so much time. It's like, let's just put the carpet. Boom.
Well, of course, you know, you can just imagine how much time it takes to set up all those fucking panels of tuck and roll and all those mm-hmm. fucking mirrors, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Fucking just roll the carpet out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I always
but
feel
it just does look a lot better.
Like in a lot of the shows, you know, they got to set up like a day or two before mm-hmm. at the venue. And I'm always like tripping like, man, that's like they have to be there all day or something. Waiting in line to get in. And then once they got their spot, it's like, all right, we got to, like, you know, how long is this going to take? Like, mad hours, you know, to get it going, have it super clean, and then we're done. All right, that's it. Let's go home and then be there early the next day and make sure everything's looking good. And just that's, you know, I guess when it's time to enjoy the show, but, like, I don't know if they're enjoying it, you know? I don't know.
They're waiting for the day to end so they can get back to work, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I seen, like the homie who owns Boulevard Madness, like, you know, the whole mirrors and then having to clean everything up, armoring up the, you know, armor out the tires up. You know, you gotta show it, you know? And then that's a lot of work, you know? Set up all the mirrors, the lights, it's a lot of time.
Yeah, and then polishing up like each spoke.
Yeah, dog,
That's a
imagine
lot.
that.
That's
That's a lot
a
of work, eh?
like yeah, that's a lot. And like if we bring out a model car, we just blow on it once. There. Ready. Nah.
And even that, think about what we go through with model cars when we go to a show, you know?
Yeah, the nights before, like prepping, like getting close to it, it sucks when you're so invested and you're there, and then all of a sudden, like little parts start falling apart. It's like
Hate that,
the
dog.
day
I hate
before
that.
or the day, and you're like, what the hell?
Like, that's what your crazy glue and a little spray, huh, to make it
Yeah.
harden real quick.
I always bring it. Like now, I'm like, in case something happens or whatever.
Those
Cause
are must.
yeah,
Some
cause
crazy glue, some glues, some fucking tweezers and a blade or something
yeah,
to fix something real quick.
dude. Remember that one time we were at the SoCal NNL and we were chilling, and then like we were like by the stage like talking, and I remember that what Ryan. See No Evil. Remember they told him, "Hey, dude, somebody like grabbed one of your models and dropped it." Remember that?
He's over there. He's over there. Go get him. He's over there.
He
He's
go.
leaving. I
And
remember
I
that.
felt so bad for him like that. And remember we were talking about it later, like what would happen or what do you do? Like what if someone?
What do you do? What do you do, Edgar? What do you do?
Yeah, like you
What do you
tell
do?
him.
Someone picks up your wagon, Dick, and drops it. What do you
Yeah,
do,
it's
Edgar?
like you tell them, is it, remember we were saying, do you charge them like 500 bucks or a
Yeah, what do you
thousand or
do? That's a hard one, right?
yeah, and it's
Let
like
me know, Edgar, what do we do? I want to know that. That's my question. What do we do? What do you do, Edgar? What do you do? You eat it up and just say, fuck it. I remember
yeah.
we were at a show. We were at a show and some little kid, some little, it was a couple, right? And they had a little kid with them and they grabbed a bomb. They grabbed the little kid grabbed a bomb, right? And the mom seen him grab the bomb. And when she went to go reach for it, you know what the little kids do when you're gonna reach for it, right? They pull it in towards them, like, and bear hug. He
Oh,
bear hugged the
yeah.
little bomb. Pieces started falling, dog. And then whatever, she finally yanked it from his hand and she put it on the table and she walked away, dog. And like that, just walked away. And I was
Dang.
just looking at her like it was one of the guys from Down to Scale. And he was cool about it, he was cool. He was real cool about it. He was like,
Yeah.
"Fuck it," whatever. And I was telling him, "Dog, you that I wouldn't, I don't know, dog. I wouldn't have handled it that cool." But what do you do though?
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
fuck.
cuz I felt bad for Ryan, but I felt like he was like a gentleman about it. He wasn't really tripping. He was just like, "Oh man, like I'll just fix whatever needs to be fixed when I get home or whatever,
Yeah, I'll just spend the rest of my day putting that together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I
Like,
felt bad. I was like, damn. And then yeah, I started thinking like, fuck, what would I have done? Would I would have gone crazy? Would I have been like, yo, you owe me this much or something? Or
I'm
just
sorry, but you just bought it.
yeah, like here it's yours. Or just not even like just be like whatever about it, like all right, whatever. Like there's not that was the end of that car.
Dog, I don't know. That's a hard one, eh? 'Cause I don't know. It.
Yeah.
A lot of people look at it like, oh, it's a model car. It's a model. Yeah, it's a fucking model car. But I didn't. I spent fucking weeks, fucking months,
Yeah.
months on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't get that, eh? They don't get that.
I feel like at when we were at the Peterson Museum last year, or was it last year? It was like the last time they did it there at the Peterson, the one of the model
2 years
shows.
ago.
And
Yeah, 2 years ago,
but
right?
I think so, yeah. But I feel like there was a model that, because I saw a model that was on the table. And then later, like hours later, it was on the table, but like the bumpers or pieces were off of it. And I heard somebody saying that I think like a lady or someone like like bent over, like hunched over the model to look at them, like to get a better view.
Oh,
And
I remember that.
I think she was wearing a scarf or something, and it touched down on the car and got caught on the car. And when she like stood up or pulled back, it like yanked that car and then like it fell.
again, what do you do?
Yeah, it's like, imagine like it gets stuck on like the antenna or the corner of the bumper, and it just yanks, and then bam, once it hits that floor, depending what kind of glue or how it lands, pieces are just gonna fly, or photo etch is just gonna come apart.
Dude, I get a needle and put crazy glue on the needle, and that's why I glue. Man, if I dropped, dude, I just dropped my 60 not that long ago. Dropped the 60 and it shattered, dog. Shattered the engine, the hydraulic setup, the whole interior, everything shattered into pieces, dog. And I was just like, dog, fuck it. That was. Fuck that. So if someone else did it, I don't know. That'd be crazy. That's a day of sitting there and putting it together. Like, I don't know. I guess deal with it. I guess accidents happen.
Yeah. Are you planning on going back to NNL West this coming January? That show's like a must up north.
Yeah, that's a must show right there.
That's a fun one. That's a fun
one. The whole drive over there too with the homies.
What time do you normally leave when you go up there?
That was my first time, so we just woke up like at fucking 2 in the morning and drove over there.
Yeah, just busted a mission.
Yeah, got up, fucking drove over there and set up and come back the same day, you know, but probably this time we'll probably spend the night out there, you know.
Yeah, go hang out. That'd be dope.
Yeah, go hang out, you know, and chill. Mm-hmm. But nah, because you guys did that, huh?
Yeah, we went up the night. I went separate with one of my friends, and because I had to work that day on Friday, and then I got there like around 8 or 9. And then after that, I met up with all the guys and just kind of hung out in the hotel. And then the next day, it was like a 10-minute drive from the hotel to the venue. So it was easy, you know, like well-rep. But even the night before, you're excited. And it was like hard to go to sleep, you know?
Everyone's messing with the cars?
Yeah. People are working on the cars, chilling. And then later, it's like, all right, everyone's going to go to sleep, but I just kept thinking like, oh man, like I wonder what they're going to be selling in the swap meet. I wonder what cars I'm going to see there. I wonder who's going to be there, you know, like who I'm going to meet or just chill with, you know? So it's just like, I don't know. It's just like something fun that I'm like, man, I've been waiting like all year for this show.
Yeah. Right. Well, what's their theme this year? 70 or what was it?
That last one was like the wagons and wings, and then this one, I don't know. This one, I kept seeing like a Bronco or like a 4x4. I don't know. I'm not even sure what this here. Let me try to. I'll look it up in a little bit right now. What this theme is, but I don't know. I just thought it was cool. Like everybody brings in their own cars, like different. You see all kinds of different style of cars there.
Yeah, that's what was cool, you know, seeing a little bit of everything, you know. Them guys that build them fucking, them race cars and formula cars and all them shits, they build some badass engines, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so this one's a 4x, it's 4x4 and 70s, 1970 vehicle. For this one. Damn, that's crazy. I'm looking at the flyer and it says 2020, like the year. Like I don't know. It's hard to imagine that already next year is going to be the year 2020.
Damn, already, huh, fool?
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember like watching movies back then, and it said it was like 1999, and the cars are all flying. They're like in the future.
What the fuck happened to flying cars, dog? We don't have them yet. What the fuck? We're supposed to.
Where they at? Yeah, nothing.
It ain't none of that shit.
Nah, I don't know when, but maybe 2040 or 60, we'll probably see the first one coming out.
Fuck, imagine fucking car accidents. Cars will be fucking falling from the sky.
That'd be scary.
Car fell on my house.
Yeah, that'd be all crazy right there.
Man.
One of the most recent cars that you finished was the Green Lantern. That thing came out dope. And I noticed in that one, and then I remember the Rojo 64. I started to see you started to do a lot more, and like you've been getting down a lot with the engraving. How how's that world been, like the engraving, like, because you keep doing some designs and I'm like, dang, this dude has a lot of ideas, like with engraving. I tried it and I couldn't even come up with stuff like that.
I mean, as far as like the designing part, like the engraving itself, it's just I looked up a lot of engraving to get the design, because that was the hard part. You know, everybody knows what the tape, the toothpick, and all that, but the actual engraving was is hard. It was hard, you know. Once you get those scrolls down, though, like the design, because every engraver uses the basic same scroll. You know, they just add their own little touches to it. But once you get that little scroll down, yeah, that's what works, you know. And then they be diamond cutting the edge, you know, and that gives it more of a it gives it more detail to it, you know. So that was like the hard part, you know. As far as knowing where to put it at, man, it's just I don't know where it looks good. I mean, you know, designing shit, your imagination, you know what I mean? Picturing shit before it's done, you know, get an idea of what it's gonna look like before it's done. If it looks good in the mind, and I start making it, you know. And like when I'm making a door panel, I'll put some engraving inserts on it. If they look good, depending on where, you know, I mean, it's just looking at. I mean, I just sit there, look at it, and try to. Fuck, you just design something basically, you know. Where could I put this? Where could I put the engraving at? You know, where could I put some trim, you know? Because I use the wires. I'll use wire to for on the interior to make it look like it's chrome trim on the interior. And so I do a lot of playing, you know, like how we're talking with that bomb's interior, how it's all pieces. So I start moving pieces around, trying to get something that looks good, you know. I'm always looking up at hot rod interiors to get ideas, you know, because I don't know, them hot rod interiors, they're so nice, you know, the leather, and like, I don't know, something about hot rod interiors, you know what I mean? Like California Upholstery, there's a shop that does all the low riders. So I always look at them up and see what they do. They're always doing some badass interiors, you know, with the lights. Like, there's so many things I want to do, like with lights. I got so many ideas, like putting lights in door panels, and like, man, there's so much I want to do. Just time. I ain't got, I just time, you know. That's the hard part. And then I already got stuff I gotta build. So like those ideas I gotta just sit on, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of things I want to do with interiors and lights, and just a bunch of stuff, you know. Like on that green Impala, the Green Lantern, like the way I made the trunk light up, you know. There's a lot of things I want to do like that on the interior, where like panels light up, glow green, you know. I mean, there's so much. I mean, there's a lot of things guys people do, you know. I mean, it's shit, you know. Look at what Jerry's does, you know. That motherfucker's crazy with it, what he does, you know. All the little, like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I push it together, you know.
Yeah, it is pretty intense. Yeah, because right now I'm looking at the Green Lantern, and I like how the, like, on this picture it's kind of like took it apart, but the back where you have the pumps, like how the batteries, like all that area is like lit up in green with the lights. That looks dope. But yeah, you
I
should.
made the plaque glow up too. Like, there was just fucking looking at cars, you know, getting ideas from everywhere, you know, and putting them together somehow.
I like the seats too. Those seats are dope. I like they match like the door panels, like it, they almost look like that I don't know, like that real like material. It doesn't look like, I don't know, like plastic or anything. I don't know how to explain it, but like how you were saying, like the hot rod interiors, like whatever materials they use for the interior, it's reminding me of all that.
Yeah, you know, seats are hard, you know, for me. Like when I'm building interiors, seats are the hardest things to make from scratch. So I'll try to get them. I'll try to buy seats. Usually I'll go to, damn, I haven't seen them post in a long time, but I think it was Clearly Scale. His parts, he used to make green parts out of resin, but I used to get seats from him.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get the seats from him, you know, because they just look cool, the little bucket seats, you know, like what they're doing now. That's kind of what I like doing, what everybody's doing now. Everybody got those, you know, those upgraded hot rod interiors, you know, and I like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
so, yeah.
And how do you handle, like when people start hitting you up with like for like commissions? Do you do commissions or no, or not anymore?
I don't do that. It's rare, dog. It's rare.
Mm.
Nah, because I've had that, but I don't know. It's hard for me to do something that my mind don't want to. So if someone comes to me and hey, I want this car and I want it these colors and I ain't feeling it, I don't want to do it, you know.
Hey, I think you
even
said
if,
it right.
Even if I take, because I've done it, I've taken someone's car and I'm not feeling it, and no matter how fucking hard I try, mm-hmm. I can't touch it, dog, because my mind is somewhere else with another car and is thinking of other colors and that's what, you know, so that's what I got to focus on. Because if I try to do something else, I can't. I can't, dog. I just can't. I don't want to, you know. So I stopped doing that. No, I don't take. I might sell something I already built.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't like it or whatever, I might sell it, you know. But, commissions, nah.
Yeah, that seems probably better, huh? Just make something, and if you don't like it anymore, and somebody else wants it.
Yes, because it's easy that way. I don't have to hear someone telling me, oh, well, I want this color, oh, but I want that color. Oh, I don't like this pattern. Oh, but like, I don't want to hear that shit. This is my hobby. I'm trying to have fun. I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try to make it into work, which it already is sometimes. A lot of, you know, sometimes I get pissed off because everybody's like, this is all the hobby's fun. You know, it takes my stress away. Like, I don't know what the fuck you guys building. I'm stressing the fuck out here trying to put shit together. This shit ain't fun.
Yeah.
The only thing that's fun for me is the painting.
Uh-huh.
That's what's fun for me. The painting is fun. I can paint shit real quick. It's fun, but when it comes to start to build the car, there's too much shit I want to start doing to it where it just, it's not fun no more, it's work.
Mm-hmm. Now that happens, like, when, like, it's cool, I'm having fun with it, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is tight, I like the way it's coming out, but then I hit, like a moment where I'm, like, it's starting to stress me out, and I'm like, man, I'm not even feeling this, you know? And then that's when I put it
work,
away.
It starts turning into real work, you know?
You
start thinking it's not an easy build, you know? Some builds are not easy, so yeah, you're going to get stressed out on it.
Yeah,
trying to figure shit out or whatever.
Yo, especially if you cut something up or you cut some doors open that you probably shouldn't have. And you're wondering, like, damn, no wonder no one opens them.
Yes.
And you get caught up, like, dang, I got to figure this out.
Yeah, look, now you got more work than you thought.
Yeah, heck yeah. It's like that Cadillac for the Revell one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even like that one, when I was like, all right, cool, I want to cut the doors open. You know, it's like you could cut it, but then it's like, you know, it's not attached to like the firewall or anything.
Yeah, that's not just something you're going to cut, fucking hinge and jam. That shit, you need to fucking do all, there's some scratch building you got to do, you know?
Yeah, and it takes more time. It's like, I was like, oh man, what am I getting myself into? You know, and there's no turning back once you do it.
Yeah, that kind of slows you down right there, like a punch in the gut. I'm like, oh shit. I say, wait, let me take a break real quick.
Nah, it's so true. But yeah, it's like, it's crazy. I feel like you have a lot on your plate right now because the show's coming up, but I feel like you're going to get them done because you have a glass house, the Chevy box, and then the wagon. Is that a Nomad? The Chevy?
Yeah. Okay. It's a 56 Nomad. But that one I probably wouldn't even fuck with. I got a Cadillac that I'm pedaling now, a blue one.
Okay.
And so that's the one that I'm going to finish. Mm-hmm. I got that Cadillac, and then I got another convertible. I got two cars to paint. Shit, three, actually.
Oh, yeah, I see the Cadillac right here. You already have it all taped up and ready.
Yeah, that shit was a bitch to fucking tape up. There's so many lines on that.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, but that one, I should be painting soon and clear coating and getting that. That one's like the one I'm going to finish. That one's like the must right now. That's the next on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, after Cadillac Fest, yeah, hey, shit, I'm just fucking slow down and build Boulevard Madness. Finally, I got that shit primed up, ready for paint.
Yeah, start working on that. That'll be cool. So the show that's coming up, that's gonna be September 8th, and it's Lowrider Bike and Model Car Super Show from 10 to 6 p.m. At the Anaheim Convention Center. And let me give people the address too. It's 800 West. What is it? Catella?
Catella.
Catella. I was gonna say it in Spanish, like Catella or something, but Catella. All right.
Yeah.
Avenue in Anaheim. And so that's coming up right there. And if people want to sign up, you know, for the model cars and stuff, do they need to hit like you up or Airshot up or? Or just
you know
show
how
up.
This works. Most of you guys just show up that day, right? And it'll be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You could pre-register. You know, if you want to set up on site, you got a lot of stuff to set up. You could set up everything on Saturday, so you don't gotta carry much stuff on Sunday in there.
Yeah.
So you could do that Saturday. Everybody's welcome to come set up Saturday. You know, more than welcome. Yeah, it'll be cool AC because remember the Frankinson's was fucking hot.
Oh yeah, yeah, super hot.
So this is gonna be AC. It's gonna be bigger. You know what I mean? It's gonna be have the Cadillac event, and then it's gonna have the other car show event. So it's gonna be huge. It's gonna have a concert, Mac 10, and a couple other people. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
That's tight. And I'm gonna read off some of the categories. So, because I saw you guys post the flyer. So we have the model car categories, first, second, and third place. Cars from the 30s, the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. There's also going to be the, right here it says Cadillac model. Is that just, this is just applying to just all Caddies?
Best. Yeah, there's going to be like just Cadillacs, and they're going to be a first, second, third in Caddies.
Okay, just in Caddies. And then after that, another category is the best paint, best interior, best display, best of show, best diorama, and model club participation.
Yeah.
That's dope. So, yeah, that's a lot of categories, but like they're all good, you know? For more people,
yeah,
to bring
it should
stuff.
Be good.
That's tight.
You know, it should be cool. You know what I mean? Like I said, AC'd up so it won't be comfortable.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's always best. It's crazy because, like, you know, when you don't have like the AC, you're like, dang, it's hot, and then you're gonna have it, and then you're gonna be like, man, it's all cold. Nah. I think it should be cool. It should be cool.
Yeah, I prefer it cold than hot.
All right, just bring a jacket. You're straight.
Yeah, bring a sweater.
No, that's cool. Nah, that's awesome, man. So this is going to be for the Cadillac Fest 9. And damn, I'm looking at this flyer. Yeah, you guys have some artists coming out. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, you know? It's going to be cool, you know?
The Anaheim Convention Center.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Go to Disneyland after, you know, it's right across the street.
Yeah, it's just right there. Or like if anybody's coming from far, you know, and they're always busy with the family. Just drop off the family at Disneyland and then be at the show.
Fuck it.
I'll pick you guys up like when the fireworks are gonna go off at night.
Me here at this time, you know.
Yeah. Dang, that's funny. Is there anybody or you want to shout out?
Everybody, you know, everybody's, you know, all the builders, you know, that bring something to the table, you know, everybody's just doing their thing, just everybody, you know.
Cool. And any advice for anybody who's starting off?
Just fucking practice, Don't be afraid to fucking fuck a kid up. That's all it is, eh?
Yeah.
Just do it. Don't think about it too much, just do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I agree. Yeah, so if you guys out there want to, if you're not following Spanx, check him out on Instagram. It's find him, look him up as El Spanx, and you'll see a lot of the work, you know, and scroll all the way back so you can see the progression and everything from past builds to future builds right there. And yeah, man, well, it was a pleasure talking to you, dude. It was cool.
It was my pleasure, dog. Thank you for having me, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, we'll have to... I think when we do another one in the future, we need to do it live.
Like with that'd be cool.
With video. I think that would be kind of cool. Like, we need to link up, do that, bring your models. So this way we have more, you know, like the models are there when we're talking about them. That'd be pretty cool.
That'll work. Yeah, that's cool. You know what I mean? Because the ones you did already with video, that was cool. You know, talking to him, you see him there, you got his models there. That's cool.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's like I wish I could do every episode of video, but it gets hard sometimes with the scheduling.
Of course.
The time. But at least over the phone, we got a little bit of time that we could, like, you know, make some time to talk. So, yeah. Well, thanks, Spanx, for being on
Thank
the show.
You.
And we'll keep in touch. And have a good night.
Sure. You too. You have a good night.
Thank you, bro.
All right. Bye.
Late.
Word up, man.